Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man missing from County Wexford is understood to have possibly travelled to one of Donegal's islands. A man has been arrested and a significant quantity of cocaine seized in Donegal. A 100% redress councillor says he has seen firsthand how little interest there is in the defective block crisis in Dublin. And police in Strabane say they will be conducting patrols after a group of around 30 young people were involved in a disturbance in the town yesterday evening. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First news this evening though, a man missing from County Wexford is understood to have possibly travelled to one of Donegal's islands. 58-year-old Jared Jerry Lynch was last seen at his home in New Ross on Sunday morning at around 9:15. He's described as being about 5'9" in height, with a slim build, grey hair and green eyes. It's not known what he was wearing when last seen. Jared is believed to have access to a 142 DL Rage Nissan X-Trail car. Gardaí say he may have travelled to Armour Island or Belfast. They say along with Jared's family, they're concerned for his well-being. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to contact New Ross Garda Station or any Garda Station. Micheál Martin has been speaking with some backbench TDs as he fights to continue his leadership of Fianna Fáil. As many as 10 TDs could sign a letter calling for a confidence vote following the fallout from the presidential election. However, 12 are needed for such a vote to be put to the party. When asked about his confidence in Micheál Martin's leadership, Donegal Deputy Pat the Cup Gallagher says he has initiated a series of Cúirle Cantar meetings this week to gather the views of grassroots members before a parliamentary party meeting next week. He says it's important to hear their views before any public statement. Meanwhile, former Deputy Leader of Fianna Fáil, Eamon O'Queeve, says many members of the party feel they're not being listened to.
So I do feel that there is a feeling within Fianna Fáil, but I don't blame Micheál Martin singly for this, that the party trusts the membership a lot less, gives them a lot less of a role. The Cumans seem to have been downgraded dramatically, and that the party is there to collect money for headquarters rather than being autonomous units of a party.
A significant quantity of cocaine has been seized in Donegal and a man arrested. The discovery was made in the Letterkenny area over the weekend. Gardaí say efforts to tackle the sale and supply of drugs in the county is ongoing. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
On Saturday evening last, members of the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit seized a large quantity of cocaine and cash during a search of a residence in the Letterkenny area. One person was arrested and questioned about the seizure. A file will now be submitted to the DPP for directions. Gardaí are thanking the public for their continued support and assistance with their efforts to tackle the sale and supply of controlled drugs in the county and are appealing to anybody with information to contact the Divisional Drugs Unit on 074 916 7100 or the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111 or any Garda station.
A 100% redress councillor says he has seen firsthand how little interest there is in the defective block crisis in Dublin. It follows a presentation at Leinster House last week by a group of researchers from Ulster University. Councillor Ali Farron says the lack of attendance by TDs from across the country is an example of the lack of interest in the crisis that's affecting thousands in Donegal. He says it's not surprising that the motion brought forward by Donegal Deputy Charles Ward was defeated by government.
Paul Dunlop was talking about why it's not Mica and why it's an internal sulphur attack and how it affects the buildings and the blocks. Eileen Doherty, and then there was another, Karen, who was doing the mental health. These were three major, major issues that are affecting defective concrete families and counties here, but yet there are very few of the TDs bother to come and listen to what was being said, because that's how they're going to learn. They were all invited in front of TVs, in front of radios. They're all very concerned, but when it come to putting their backside on a chair to listen to a talk for half an hour, not many of them turned up. This is going to affect every county in Ireland at some stage, or 26 counties at the moment, and yet their own TDs were not coming to listen, to understand, to learn about this scheme. It shows you the empathy and the concern that most of these TDs, and no wonder they voted to the government last year, because they don't see the effect that this is having on communities and on families.
President Michael D. Higgins has returned to Áras an Uachtaráin. The 84-year-old had been admitted to St. James's Hospital in Dublin for a localised infection. He's being treated with a course of antibiotics and was discharged earlier today. President Higgins will remain in office until November the 11th, when Catherine Conley will be inaugurated. A man has been arrested in connection with a number of thefts from cars in South Donegal in recent days. Cash, clothing, headwear, jewellery and tools were stolen from unsecured vehicles. Garda Grainne Doherty has the following advice.
We're appealing to anybody who might have travelled in the following areas with a dash cam to make that footage available to us. So Ross Moore, Drumroosk West, between 8pm and 11pm on Monday the 27th, October 27th. Orchard Park, Donegal Town, between 2:30am and 3:30am in the early hours of Monday, October 27th. So a vehicle was also entered then in the area of Umwail Conara Avenue, Donegal Town, between 9pm on Sunday, October 26th and 7:30am the following morning, Monday, October 27th. So if anybody in that area or any of the areas mentioned above observed any type of suspicious activity between those times, the times given, we're asking them to call Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530 or the Garda Confidential line again on 1800 666 111.
What should we be doing to best protect our vehicles and their contents?
Yes, well, the number one thing is, and we're steady repeating this, please lock your vehicle. But this doesn't matter. If you have it parked in a car park in the town, at a shopping centre or in your own private residence in a driveway, lock it up. If your vehicle is left unlocked, it makes life very easy for the opportunist criminal to succeed. Try to always park in a secure and well-lit location if possible. Don't leave cash or valuables in your vehicle. And we understand with regards workmen, you know, it's not possible for them to remove their tools on a daily basis from their van when they're leaving it parked up overnight. But we do advise that any expensive tools should be property marked. Don't leave any tools in sight within your van. And again, ensure that your work van is locked at all times. And again, always report any suspicious activity around vehicles in public car parks or in your own neighbourhood to Gardaí immediately.
Gardaí, meanwhile, seized a car in the Carndonagh area over the bank holiday weekend and the driver was arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving. They say the owner will now have to apply to the judge of the district court to get the car back. Meanwhile, three quads were seized from youths in the Glen Ely area over the weekend, with Gardaí saying the youths in question will be dealt with under the juvenile liaison scheme. Parents are being urged not to allow their children to use public roads on quads or on any other type of vehicle. Elsewhere, police in Strabane say they will be conducting patrols after a group of around 30 young people were involved in a disturbance in the town yesterday evening. Bricks and heavy masonry was thrown at passing vehicles and a police car was also damaged during the incident in the Bradley Way area. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Shortly before 6 o'clock last evening, police received a report that approximately 30 youths were causing a disturbance in the vicinity of Bradley Way by running into traffic and throwing bricks and heavy masonry at vehicles. Damage was caused to a vehicle travelling in the area and the windscreen of a police patrol car was also smashed. It's understood the group had gained entry to a vacant building in the area as well as access to the yard of a business in the nearby Park Road. Police are appealing to those involved in antisocial behaviour to think seriously about the consequences of their actions, and parents are urged to speak to their children about the dangers of getting involved in such activity.
An English tourist who was injured following an alleged assault in August at Temple Bar in Dublin has died. The man in his 40s died on Saturday in the UK, according to Gardaí. A man in his 20s was charged in connection with the incident and has since appeared before the courts. Donegal County Council is being urged to ensure traffic calming measures are included as part of planning requirements for new housing developments. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine says he has been inundated by calls from concerned residents about speeding through residential areas. He says simple measures could ultimately save lives.
It's something I get calls, I'm sure all councillors are saying, about steady speeding and housing developments. And I believe that we cut down expense for the council here ourselves at having to step in afterwards they install these speed tables and stuff. That when planners is building here, when planners go through planning, that is a mandatory requirement now that they would put them in now. I do accept the answer that the council gave me that when they're building estates now, they are built at their speed reducing measurements in them, that you can't build speed up, not much is welcomed. But as I say, it's calls I get from all MDs, you know. I mean, I'll go through an RV example. It's a wee place in Port Holly, it's St. Johnson. Called steady, been up there steady. About the speed through that village is it's shocking, to be quite honest. Lorries, vans travel, school children getting off buses there, no footpath. You know, a sample of the fact that if a couple of speed tables were thrown either end of that village, small cost, could save lives in the future.
Gardaí are appealing for information after a car and van were set on fire in Bundoran in the early hours of Wednesday morning last. The fire was started at around 1 a.m. in the Church Road area. Damage was also caused to a third vehicle. There are no reports of any injuries. Anyone who witnessed the incident or who may have information is asked to come forward. Meanwhile, investigations are continuing into a hit and run in Fulcara last week. A van parked on Main Street was hit by a Toyota Corolla at around 11:35 p.m. on Thursday last. The driver of the Toyota failed to remain at the scene. However, the vehicle was located a short time later and seized. Gardaí are appealing for information. There's calls for a three-person nursing cover to be introduced for Tory Island so that the island is never left without a nurse. Councillor Micheál Colmigill Aspug says the island has been without a nurse on too many occasions and believes the frequency of periods without cover is increasing. He's contacting the HSE with a number of questions regarding the availability of cover over the weekend and during last week. The HSE, however, says cover was available at the weekend and last week, but acknowledges there is no cover available today and tomorrow. Councillor Micheál Aspug says it's not fair that people in island communities have to suffer because they are so isolated.
It's a community that has been neglected over many years, and the health service is a very important service for any community, not just an island community that is so far off our coast. But the idea that they're left without a nurse, an important service to a community that is an ageing community and a vibrant community, but in any community at all, they need to have access to health service. It's not a case that they can ring a Now Doc and be there in 5-10 minutes. So for me, I have been raising it with the HSE over a number of years at different times when the service was withdrawn for different reasons. And this is absolutely no reflection on to those that work on the island, what the HSE delivering the service. But what we ideally need is that we have three-person covers at all times, that the island has not been neglected, that it's not left. And what scares me, what worries me about this here, that it seems to be happening quite a lot. And I'm not sure if this is something that the HSE wants to downgrade the service or not, but for me as a public representative, I will not allow this to happen. I will fight it to the best I can, and it's important that the HSE delivers the service that the island community well deserves to have, like any other community.
Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sports with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with horse racing, and Dylan Brown McMonigal has been confirmed as champion Irish flat jockey for 2025. The Letterkenny jockey has been in brilliant form of late, and yesterday he was crowned a champion jockey when it became mathematically impossible for his closest rival, Colin Keane, to catch him. It's a proud moment for the 22-year-old Donegal man and for his family and his team. Dylan said he never dreamt he would be champion flat jockey at the start of the season.
Definitely not. We start out every year trying to improve on different things, just keep working hard and try and beat last year's tally and winners, and maybe try and up the stakes level and the strike rate as well. Thankfully, it's been great from the get-go. Things have been really smooth. We've got a Group 1 winner, first classic of my career, so that was definitely a big boost for me, and to beat last year's tally and numbers as well is great.
Moving on to soccer, and Katie McCabe has declared that Friday's impressive win against Belgium will mean nothing if they fail to seal the deal tonight. The Republic of Ireland captain will earn her 100th cap as the girls in green aim to for a return to the Women's Nations League top flight. Tyler Toland and Amber Barrett are both part of that squad tonight. Ireland take a 4-2 aggregate lead to Louvain for the second leg of their playoff against the Red Devils. Kickoff is at 7:30. Elsewhere tonight, Northern Ireland have travelled to play Iceland in their game in the Nations League. That game has been postponed due to snow. The First Division playoff picture will become clear tonight with the second legs of both semi-finals down for decision. At the Carlisle grounds, Bray Wanderers resume with a 1-0 lead over UCD. And at St Comas Park, Cove Ramblers must overturn a 1-0 deficit against Treaty United if they are to advance. Both those matches start at 7:45. In the Irish Premiership tonight, there's a big game down for decision. The leaders, Coleraine, they play fourth place Linfield. In other news, Martin O'Neill has insisted that his appointment as Celtic's interim boss is a short-term measure. The former Ireland boss is returning to Parkhead 20 years after his first stint in charge following Brendan Rodgers' resignation last night. O'Neill's first game in charge will be tomorrow night's Scottish Premiership meeting with Falkirk. Meanwhile, former Celtic star Jackie McNamara believes the reputation of Brendan Rodgers could be tarnished. That's after a blistering attack by principal shareholder Dermot Desmond. Desmond described the behaviour of the Northern Irishman as divisive and toxic after his shock resignation last night. He claimed that Rodgers was in the loop and had agreed on all recent transfer dealings.
Seemed to be quite angry or frustrated statement from the fans' point of view. I think you're maybe understanding a bit more of the workings inside with that statement. You know that Brendan had a lot of say in the comings and goings of players, things the fans don't know about, and I think a lot of them would have maybe changed their opinion a little bit.
There's three matches down for decision tonight in the fourth round of the English League Cup. Keith Andrews takes his Brentford side to Grimsby Town, while Fulham, they head to Wycombe Wanderers. There's also a Welsh derby between Wrexham and Cardiff City. The SSE Electricity League leaders Shamrock Rovers have four players on the PFAI Team of the Year. Roberto Lopez, Josh Hunahan, Matt Healy and Graham Burke have all been selected for the Hoops, who are on the cusp of being crowned champions. They join Derry City winger Michael Duffy, Sligo forward Owen Elding and Waterford's Pádraig Amond. Goalkeeper Luke Dennison and defender Conor Keeley have both been included, along with Shelburne's Paddy Barrett and Bowes midfielder Dawson Devoy. In Gaelic games, four Masters were crowned Donegal Minor Football Champions for a fourth year on the bounce on Bank Holiday Monday. They were convincing winners over Glen Swilly in the Division 1 decider at O'Donnell Park, winning by 6-10 to 9 points. Meanwhile, the Division 3 final was also played yesterday. Letterkenny Gaels, they got the better of St Noel's at the Donegal GA Training Centre in Convoy. In rugby, the Irish rugby squad will train today in Chicago ahead of Saturday's test match against New Zealand at Soldier Field. Ireland yesterday reported a full bill of health, meaning Caelan Doris is available for selection this weekend. Robbie Henshaw and Bundy Aki have also shaken off injury concerns, meaning head coach Andy Farrell looks to have a full squad to choose from when he names his team on Thursday. And finally, George Ford has been confirmed as England's fly half for this first autumn international against Australia at Twickenham on Saturday, with Finn Smith on the bench. There's no place at all for Marcus Smith and only two backs among the replacements. Bath flanker Guy Pepper will make his first start at Twickenham, with hooker Luke Coyne-Dickey set to come on for his 50th cap. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. For weather now, it will be breezy this evening with clear spells and some heavy showers. There will be clear spells and scattered showers tonight also. Some of the showers will be heavy with a chance of hail. Lowest temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, a man missing from County Wexford is understood to have possibly travelled to one of Donegal's islands. 58-year-old Jared Jerry Lynch was last seen at his home in New Ross on Sunday morning at around 9:15. Micheál Martin has been speaking with some backbench TDs as he fights to continue his leadership of Fianna Fáil. As many as 10 TDs could sign a letter calling for a confidence vote following the fallout from the presidential election. A man has been arrested and a significant quantity of cocaine seized in Donegal. The discovery was made in the Letterkenny area over the weekend. And a 100% redress councillor says he has seen firsthand how little interest there is in the defective block crisis in Dublin. It follows a presentation at Leinster House last week by a group of researchers from Ulster University, which was attended by a low number of TDs. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 28th of October. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Liz Barr, née Kinsella, 78, Ashbrook Strabane, formerly of Campyle, New Ross, County Wexford, reposing at her home from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Kathleen Lafferty, née McGee, 481, The Curra, Killigordon, reposing at the family home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Hugh Joseph Doherty, Pollens, Trenta. Removal from Letterkenny Funeral Home tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock to repose at the home of Laura Corbett, Drumcavany, Trenta, until 10 o'clock tomorrow evening. At the request of the deceased, the wake house will be strictly private to family, friends and neighbours, please, on Thursday. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Columbkills Church, Glendowen, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Temple Douglas Cemetery. The death has taken place of Rose Hill, née Houghton, Portaline, Culkeeny, Mallon. Rose's remains are en route to her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclea, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Ardeven Dementia Unit, Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of George Noel Donnell, 53, Berry Hill Road, Artigarvan. Funeral leaving his late home on Thursday morning at 11, followed by a service of thanksgiving for his life in Lechpatrick Parish Church at 11:30. Burial afterwards in Erne Cemetery, arriving at approximately 2:30. Everyone is welcome at the family home tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Mrs. Ruth Hay, Funeral Director. Checks made payable to Marie Curie or Macmillan Cancer Support. The death has taken place of Mary McCarran, Drumley, Lanilly. Mary's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Buchan, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on coolduffparish.com. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Jennifer Woods, née O'Neill, 14A Lochbracken Road, Pomeroy, formerly of Lisnara Road, Parish of Donaghadee. Jennifer's remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:20, going to the Church of the Assumption, Pomeroy, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. A shuttle bus will be provided from the Church of the Assumption car park until 11 p.m. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Laurel House, Antrim, care of any family member. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Mairead O'Connell, née Doherty, Ballinanora, Downings. Mairead's remains will repose at her home at Ballinanora today until 9 p.m. Family time, please, after the rosary at 9 o'clock and before the funeral tomorrow. A shuttle bus will be in operation from the singing pub, Downings. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 in the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, followed by private cremation. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Cancer Care West, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.